That scream right there is, I think, how we feel right now.
Yeah, I'm tired. Fun day yesterday.
But really long.
Yeah, it ran a little long.
But it couldn't, I don't know that it could have been more fun.
No, it was awesome.
That was as much fun as I've had. No offense to when we played together, the Herb Brooks Foundation. Yesterday is as fun as I've had on a golf course. We just had an awesome group. We were screwing off the entire time.
Yep.
Chirping each other about who's on what team. And because we had, as if a 10-some isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Stalock joined us for most of the round. And yeah. So we had an 11-some. And so we were going back and forth on whose team he was on. And it was, yeah, we had a good time. You also just learned, I mean, you knew about them, but you got a proper education in Greta Von Fleet on the drive home.
That was the one nice thing about the hour drive back. You had plenty of time to DJ it up.
Yeah. We learned, what did we learn on the drive home? That rock and roll is not dead.
Rock and roll is not dead. Rock and roll is awesome.
Kaleo, Royal Blood.
Yeah, and what was
Greta Von Fleet?
The girl.
Oh, Jade Bird.
Yeah, holy crap. She blew me away.
Her song specifically, that's the one to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huge day yesterday for the Hendrickson Foundation Golf Festival. Just let me think here. We were at Troy Byrne. Name dropping is always good. I was blown away to meet Ken Herbeck. He was our household favorite twin player.
Yep.
We all agreed that was our guy.
Oh, yeah. I wore 14 growing up and playing baseball because of him.
Yeah. We remember Goonies was out in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
And what's the nice way to say it? Ken Herbeck was a portly player. He was a larger player. He was healthy.
He carried his 200 and whatever pounds very well.
He did. But he was big compared to the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Goonies was out and we were kids, so we called him Chunk. That was his nickname. He's just in the house.
Yes. But yes.
Like,
well,
like,
yeah,
even to this day, I can just remember my mom in the cutest way. She goes, I love my Chunk. Mm-hmm. Like she left. Justin Morneau. Ken Herbeck. Apparently my mom's got something for first baseman.
It must be me too. What the heck? That's crazy. One of my favorite, it was a live auction item I ever had was when I had the 21 for Kids charity going at Full Tilt, was a night with Justin Morneau and Ken Herbeck at a Wild game. That was pretty cool.
That is
pretty
cool.
I was geeking out over that. Unfortunately, I was on the ice.
Yeah, you didn't get to. How did you get, would Justin be obligated to talk in the suite?
He was a little silent, a little shy back then, but I was working on getting him out of his shell.
He's definitely more out of his shell now. Not that I know him that well, but
yeah, he's always had that side. He was just more guarded, in public.
Yeah, and that's fair.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Some guys just like that.
Jason and Carly Applin. Were mm-hmm. there yesterday?
They were.
Mikko Koivu. You don't see him at a lot of events.
Mikko, yeah. He's a pretty private guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, you know.
One of my favorite teammates ever.
And one of my favorite Wild players ever. But he is, like you said, he's a guarded guy. He doesn't get out and do stuff a lot. So it was really cool to see him there. The aforementioned Stalock. I was also with Dave Christian. You were there. Who else was there?
JT Brown was there.
Yeah. Kevin Gorg. Anthony LaPanta.
Tom Youngins.
Oh, we forgot about that one guy.
Mike Greenlay.
Neil Broughton.
I
feel like there were other like big names. Jack Carlson.
Aaron Broughton.
No, he wasn't there.
Paul Broughton was there. Sorry, yeah.
Paul was there.
My bad.
Ryan Malone. Gino Parrish. Anyway, it was.
I'm blanking. My brain's a little slow from yesterday.
Pretty unbelievable roster. And I mean, there are probably some great names that we're leaving out. So kudos to Danny and to Gundy. That's a little bit close circuit, but kudos to them for putting together a pretty phenomenal celeb list for the golf tournament. Holy moly.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wiffle Wars 2. We haven't recapped that yet.
No.
Also, not sure it could have gone any better.
No, I think it was awesome. Just the response we've gotten from the celebrities has been spectacular. It's, you know, it's everything you're asking for.
I'm not sure that there's a greater compliment to have John Randall. John Randall's at Wiffle Wars. Okay?
Yeah, first and foremost.
I mean, is he? He's. I don't remember where he ranks all time in sacks in the NFL, but he's up there. He's a Hall of Famer, obviously.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think you can make the argument that there were some other pretty legendary players too, but I think he's probably greatest defensive Viking all time.
The
on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, Carl Eller.
Arguably, like, the greatest interior
lineman. Well, certainly the best ever. Pass rusher we ever had.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's a couple of others. Chris Dolman off the top of my head. Jared Allen. There, we've had some good ones. Anyway. Oh, yeah. But nonetheless. And you've said you've known him for quite a while.
Yes.
You said he's done perhaps more charity events than anybody ever.
More than I've ever seen.
In the history
seen.
Of history.
It's incredible. He just doesn't say no. He's one of the greatest guys I've ever met.
So it's kind of, what's the word? It's almost routine for him to come do something like this. And the point to all of this rambling is that he wanted to keep his Wiffle Wars jersey. Like that, I don't know that there's a better compliment
right.
than to have an all-time great like him who does tons of charity events and probably has a stockpile of jerseys and shirts and memorabilia and whatnot if he's wanted to keep them. Typically, we ask him to sign them and auction them off, and he's like, no, I want to keep my jersey. And I was like, whoa.
It's amazing.
In fact, I just got goosebumps retelling the story. It was like I was blown away when he said he wanted to keep it. That was so cool.
Not only one of the best Vikings and NFLers of all times, but probably one of the most popular ones as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And he wanted to keep his jersey. That was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
The jerseys look phenomenal, thanks to Landon and Jason. We got to start saying Jason. I was in a group with those guys yesterday, and the only time I think we've ever met Jason was at the podcast when we did it live at Darby. So it's like Landon gets all the love, but Jason does a lot of the design. So we got to start giving Jason some love too. So Landon and Jason knocked it out of the park with the jerseys with help from Sean from Fan HQ. We looked awesome on the field. Huge thanks, special thanks to Dave Schwartz and Don Mitchell for they were live out at Wiffle Wars, which was really cool.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of fun. We just need to get more of you there next year. We had a nice crowd, but we got to get more of you there next year because this is truly turning into one of the cooler. I mean, sure, we're tooting our own horn, but I think it's true.
Yeah, it's unique.
It's turning into one of it's definitely unique. It's turning into one of the cooler events, annual events here in the Twin Cities. You got to get out. And we've got, I think we're going to get to some announcements regarding Wiffle Wars 3 sooner rather than later. So we'll do that at a later time. But
nice.
It couldn't have been better. Congratulations to Glenn Perkins.
You're a better man than I.
Darby Hendrickson, Paul Martin, Dave Schwartz, Janice Shortle, and AJ Mansour on winning with Wiffle Wars 2. They shouldn't have beat us in the first game. That's just what we
mean. No.
We had the go-ahead run at the plate with one out.
Yeah, and we both went up there and
I went
blew
up,
it.
And then you went up, and we both blew it. Did you squeeze the bat too hard, too tightly in your spot, or did you just miss?
Sometimes you just miss. I think I got a little ahead of it, a little pop-up. Just missed. I think it was only one of two outs all I made all day, for crying out loud.
Sure, you did hit some bombs. Never before has your cliche applied so perfectly. Can't bat 1,000.
Nobody bats 1,000. Nobody.
Normally you're applying it to hockey, but in this case...
It's actually legit. It actually works.
It applies to wiffle ball. But yeah, it was a good time. Wiffle Wars 3 will be
coming.
Two
great events in the same week. It was pretty fun. It was a lot of fun.
Exhausted, but
And kudos to you, buddy. You're a big part of both of them. That's awesome, man. I know it's hectic for you, and it's not very difficult at times to find time to do all that. But man, great job on both of them, buddy.
Thank you. That's wow. Sincerity coming out in the Parrish Fletcher podcast.
Shows you how exhausted I am.
You know, we just jumped right in, and we didn't even say Parrish Fletcher podcast. What episode is this anyway?
5,672,000,000.
Wow. And it's from the SodaStick.com studios, powered by Warrior Hockey. okay, so we're going to make this one short because we're both exhausted. But this is kind of a crucial time right now. We were playing golf with all kinds of hockey players yesterday. We had some hockey players at Wiffle Wars. But now it's getting really close to time to start focusing on the real jobs. About a week from right now, a little under a week, they'll be on the ice.
Thursday, I think.
Tuesday, I thought it was.
Well, Tuesday.
Stalock said Tuesday, but I'm not sure they're on the ice Tuesday. Maybe they're on the ice Thursday, because Wednesday is that weird media day where they're in their uniforms all day, but they don't actually do anything.
Yeah. And then Tuesday's their welcome meeting to the team. They usually do that the day before everything really kicks in. So
I feel like Stalock said that they were going to be on the ice, but it doesn't make any sense that they'd be on the ice and then have Wednesday not on the ice at all and then back on the ice Thursday. I don't know. Or maybe
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Just having one day off instead of two.
So what's the mentality right now? If you're like, go back to when you were, days away from.
Oh, it's the enthusiasm. I've always loved fall. I've always been a huge football fan, obviously a Vikings fan. And fall means Vikings are coming. Vikings mean hockey's coming. Hockey means hunting's coming. So I love the fall. And it's funny. I still do. I was just talking with Bob Motzko, who was at the Hendrickson Foundation yesterday. Yes, I still love Bob Motzko, even though he's working for the Gophers now. But no, he's an amazing man. He did a ton for St. Cloud and still a very good friend of mine. So no, I'm not. Like, it's funny how many people like want to create controversy out of it. Like even at the event, my brother, myself, Ryan Malone, all of us former Huskies, like, what are you doing talking to him? Like, hey man, he took our school to another level. He's always a Husky at heart. He's always a part of the thread of our university.
Let me interrupt you for 1 second. With him at the U now, and some other guys, can you find it in your heart to root at all for the Maroon and Gold?
I'll be happy for him, but I'm not going to root for him.
Fair enough. okay, so what were you going to say?
No, we were talking about this time of year. Like, I've the last few days, I've been up at 5-something in the morning, just awake. I get excited. The juices start flowing this time of year. It's just my body forever, because when I became pro, well, before that, it was like the school year. So I'd be getting kind of amped up, excited to get back to see with your friends, especially at university, all that. So there's just always been in my entire life, this time of year, things start ramping up and I always just get excited. And I still do. Now it's tamed down a little bit more than the enthusiasm from when I was playing. As you know, the fire kind of dulls a little bit when you get older and retire.
Yeah.
But that being said, he was saying the same thing. He's like, man, I just love it. I just want to get going. He's like, now, especially now. With him, the new job, like he's tired of all the talk. Yeah. He's like, just let's play. Like I couldn't imagine how he's feeling compared to me, but I was just jacked up too. So it's awesome. This time of year, we hockey players would just turn on, man.
So this last weekend heading into, would you do like a last ditch effort at like a family vacation or a quick getaway? Or is it put the feet up and just relax because come Tuesday, we're going to start being tired every day?
Yeah, we had a pretty hectic last month of the summer. You could tell the kids are at that age where they got a little sick of mom and dad for the last month. Like, we'd go downstairs and hang out with them, and they'd instantly just walk upstairs, or we'd go upstairs and they'd go downstairs, and we finally realized that they just didn't want to hang out with mom and dad. It seemed like they were a little sick, more sick of mom and dad than mom and dad were of the kids being around all day. And obviously, we all love each other, but hey, it's all day long.
Yeah,
it can get a little, gets a little much. But no, it's so funny how they are too. Just can't wait to get back to school, which is awesome. And I hope they never lose that enthusiasm for school.
But no, but I mean, if you're a player getting ready to go back to work on Tuesday, would you try to squeeze in?
No,
not that we don't care about you.
Just no, sorry,
feet up
I was
and
looking
just relax.
At it from a different angle.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm tired. No, just relax. You want to get all that in before. I mean, I did that early August, mid August now, since they've backed up the. Couple weeks backed up when it used to start early September, but now it's go time. It's get in mode. It's get into your routine. Start waking up when your normal routine. You start getting into your nutrition, everything. And now more guys do that year round now, so it's almost just their yearly routine. But it still amps up a little bit before the season. Obviously, you know, cut out a little bit more fun. You get your last little fun weekends in earlier, and then dry your liver out about a month before. At least that's what I did.
Great. All right, we're gonna actually close in on wrapping this thing. But one thing I want to bring up is you're gonna be doing some NHL Network stuff.
I am. I'm excited. I'll be out there actually next week. I'm leaving next Wednesday to do one of the hour long hockey live NHL live shows out in Secaucus, New Jersey. Work with the NHL Network a little bit. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to doing that. I've seen a lot of former teammates and friends of mine, Brian Lawton, Alex Tange, Ryan Whitney, a lot of guys out there, Kevin Weeks. And it'll be fun to
fairness,
be a little bit part
with
of that.
Everybody.
That is true. That is true. Just about.
Do you know what dates you're going to be on yet or what times?
I believe Thursday the 13th. I think it's, I don't know exactly what time. I think we shoot it at like
we'll
3 or
that.
4. And then I think it goes, I don't think it's live. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I got to check out
the
email.
If it's NHL live,
got.
It should be live.
That's what I was thinking after I said it.
Yeah. You'll have to tweet out the times or whatever. Let me know and I can tweet it out or whatever.
Done.
What else? Do you have other stuff? I mean, have you talked to the Islanders yet at all?
No, not yet. It's Lou. They're just being very respectful for Lou being the first year him taking over. There's enough on his plate right now, and they don't want to. They're letting him take care of business, and then I guess when he mentioned to them that at some point when camp gets going, he can. To take time to just kind of take a look at it.
Wow, interesting. So the GM even has a say in like.
Well, they want to make sure that
everybody's in those meetings or whatever.
Yeah, they don't. It's more of a just making sure the communication is well. And obviously, if Lou does have a problem, let's just say with me, like he's like, no, I don't want him to do it. Well, the MSG is going to respect that or FSN,
well,
even though the team only hires technically, there's only one employee by the team, and that's the color analyst.
Oh, wow.
That's the only employee from the team. That's all the team hires. That's it. Everyone else, so if, let's say for FSN around here instead of MSG, yeah, since people are a little more, they know what that is more. Yeah. But they hire FSN, turns around and hires everybody else. Now, they'll still clear it with the Wild. Just, it's just a respect thing, communication. And from what I've been told, it rarely do teams ever be like, no, not that guy. There's got to be a pretty darn good reason for it. So yeah, that's what it is. It's just, they're just being respectful for Lou. And I hopefully, I mean, they've communicated with me this entire time, just haven't gotten to it. So I still hope I'm going to do more games. I want to do more games. It's
fun. You're such a beloved Islander.
Oh, only after years and they forgot how I played.
That's true. That's fair. And the trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one I don't think I'll ever live down. Ever.
And I've actually got a couple of things in the works as well. So I think, you know, it could be one of those hockey seasons where the podcast is a little intermittent, but stick with us. We'll still make them.
Yes, sir.
We enjoy doing it. So we'll still do the podcast, but as we both get busier, it could be a slightly intermittent Parrish Fletcher podcast. Okay. Are you going to go sleep?
I'm going to go to a quiet house. Yeah. Kick my feet up and relax. Drink a whole heck of a lot of water because I'm still very dehydrated from yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sun and other stuff.
Feet up on the couch and TV on.
TV. Yep.
You'll be asleep by, let's see, it's 9:30 right now in the morning. You'll be 10:15.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drive fast.
Wow. Well, good thing this will be uploaded after you're already home so you won't get caught driving fast.
Yes.
Or at least you won't be called out for it.
I appreciate that.
No problem. I'm here to help you. from the SodaStick.com studios, powered by Warrior Hockey. I don't think there's anything direct to pimp for Landon right now. Well, you know what? The Wild North logo is sweet. That new Minnesota Wild logo that they've got.
Yeah, they do such a good job with everything.
Oh, my God. And I saw a design. I'll tell you about it once we shut these mics off. I saw a design yesterday that's coming, I think, that is just so awesome.
That's awesome.
I think they're going to tweak it a little bit, but it's very hockey flavored and it'll be very cool. So as always, SodaStick.com, Parrish Fletcher podcast, or Parrish Fletcher keyword at checkout, whatever the hell I'm trying to say. Put Parrish Fletcher in the thing when you do the thing and buy your stuff, and then it'll come to you cheaper.
Yes.
And get that new Wild North logo. You need it for the hockey season on a shirt or a hat or whatever. And thank you to the people at Warrior Hockey, Johnny Kirk, and my guy Doug Todd. I think that's all we need to do for this time, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, enjoy your sleep. I'm going to put in a full day.
See you later and stuff.
Ouch. All my friends coming out tonight. All my friends coming out tonight. All my friends coming out tonight. Now we take it loose and then we make it right. All my friends coming out tonight. All my friends coming out tonight. All my friends coming out.